Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, we were talking about people that put more stock in their favorite author than in what the Bible says. Let's continue with that thought today. Today you have those who say, well, I go along with what James Dobson says. Or I like what Bill Gothard said on this in his Institute of Basic Youth Conflicts. Now, I find it funny that I'm sure both these men have done some good things. When I was a younger preacher, I showed a video, then there were 16 millimeter movies, of James Dobson saying, look, your child is playing rock music in his bedroom. Don't get in there and jump all over him. Just tell him to turn it down to where only he has to hear it. If your daughter stays out to midnight, it's all right, because it's not like the old days now where they can stay out. The times have changed. In other words, the culture determines standards instead of the Bible. Isn't it interesting that I've heard NFL coaches and sports people on professional levels say nothing can happen good after 11 o'clock at night? And I think that's a pretty good rule to go by. Nothing can happen good after 11 o'clock at night. Go home, stay home, be home. Well, Dobson says, well, when Dobson, that movie, said those things, I hadn't reviewed the film. I just got up and I said, folks, Dobson said some good things in that film, but one thing he said wrong. I mentioned that about the rock music and about letting the girls stay out till midnight or later. And I said, look, that is just basically wrong. I said, that's just wrong. And I said, Dobson's not us. We're fundamental independent Baptists, and he was a Nazarene. His dad was a Nazarene preacher and doesn't even believe in eternal security. And, oh, I made a bunch of people mad. Not because I pointed out what Dobson is, but because I said he was wrong. But, folks, according to the Word of God, he was wrong. You remember Paul got chased out of Thessalonica for preaching the word? Then he goes straight from there to Berea and preaches the word in Berea. And the people at Berea, the Bible says, are more noble than those at Thessalonica in that they searched the scriptures to see if those things were so. And so that's what we're saying here, is that people a lot of times won't search the scriptures. They won't go along with it. There's Bill Gothard. Boy, everything he says is right, people are saying. Boy, he's right down the line. He's fundamental. He's straight. Then he got in trouble with some teenage girls and kind of a molesting type thing. And I don't know whether it was true. I know he got charged, and I know some other things come up. But after that, he kind of lost a lot of his crowd. Now, having said all of that, I'm not against Dobson or Gothard. Rather, I am for the Bible as the final authority. And look, there are people that will teach what Dobson or what Gothard says, and they'll put more emphasis on their conflicts or books and hardly refer to the Bible that much, but just to mention a verse here or there. So, this is what they said in Jesus' day, but Jesus said, but I say unto you, and you see, that is the right authority. Don't miss that. The right authority in any Christian's life is first and foremost the Word of God. Now look at the rest of verse 32. That whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. Now, again, whosoever shall put away his wife, comma, saving for the cause of fornication, comma, causes her to commit adultery, colon. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery, period. Now notice, put away his wife, saving for the cause. The word saving there, saving for, is actually one Greek word, peripatos. It means with the exception of, with the exception of a thing. Now, that is a rule. That is a rule of Greek language and their grammar. So, whosoever puts away his wife with the exception of, with this exception only is the idea. Now, I didn't make the definitions. I didn't write the lexicons or the words in the Bible. God wrote those. But I do know this, not one word will pass away, not even a jot or tittle. So when it says, but Jesus said unto you, you better look and see what he says, because it's important. Now in Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, we read this. For verily, and that's the same chapter, now verse 18, of course, before verses 31 and 32 of our text, but verse 18 says, for verily I say unto you, heaven and earth shall pass, but one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Now, did Jesus have a purpose for each word? So he did not randomly use this word. Because he has a purpose for every word. Not one word will fall to the ground. So every word had a purpose. He could have used other words in this passage. But as we will see, he never encourages or counsels to divorce. Now, I can tell you that. I've never encouraged people to get divorced or counseled them to get a divorce. Mine, I try to talk them out of it. Even though when they have cause, as written here in the Word of God, I've tried to talk them out of it. Now, there are people who were never there for the counseling that have said, oh, yes, he believes that, and yes, he has counseled people. Well, you know, people that aren't there and they tell that, no, what are they? They're liars. And so a good thing when you hear, they say, well, pastor told them to get a divorce. Ask them if they were there. And then secondly, say, well, then you don't mind me going to the pastor using your name to say that you said that he counseled them to get a divorce. You see, they won't want to do that because they know they'll be found out to be liars. They're just trying to sow discord, which is like homosexuality, an abomination, which just makes God sick to his stomach. And so they're guilty of the liar who shall have his part in the lake of fire, as well as the abomination that's equal to homosexuality, sowing discord. So people just need to be careful of what they say. Now, Matthew 5:18, he says, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Now, again, Jesus had a purpose for those words. And not all of them have been fulfilled. Now, I used verse 18 for the next part of the phrase in our text verse, the cause of fornication. And by the way, fornication there is plural. In other words, it's not a one-time affair, not a one-time act. It is something that somebody has had a problem with, and they continue in it. The words cause of is from the Greek word logu, of which more people are familiar with its noun form of logos. Logos, often used to refer to the Bible as a whole. The logos of God, the Word of God. But here, in the way it's used, logu, instead of logos, it is the idea of this word of action on the offending party's part. What is that action the offender is doing? Porneus. We get our English word pornography from the Greek word porneus. Sexual sin of any kind. It's a general term for sexual sin in that day. In my ministry, I've counseled where somebody's divorced a husband or a wife over the cause of molesting little children. And the mate, the spouse, was put in jail. And people got down on the one that divorced them about that. Now look, people have problems molesting children, and they still say, oh, you're so wrong. You just sinned. You're in adultery because you divorced your husband. Then they are saying, I reject what Jesus had to say here. Now, I have heard some wicked statements in the past. Maybe he's that way, or maybe she's that way, because of their spouse is so bad. Look, that is a satanic attitude. Personal responsibility before God does not blame others. Bible says each one of us will give an account of himself unto God, and we can't blame others for our faults and failures. We'll give an account of ourselves. There's personal responsibility for God. Not blaming others. You know what that is? That's humanism. There's a lot of Christians that are humanists. They want to blame all the bad kings of Israel on David because of his sin with Bathsheba. David was wrong. He admits he's wrong. He repented. I always wondered why people want to blame parents for the bad things that a child might have done. If they've had three kids and one of them turned out bad and two of them turned out good, they're always saying things about that bad child, and they raised the child wrong, but they raised them under the same root, same rules, same way as they raised the other two. So that means that the other two, somehow, they took them aside and raised them right, and they just didn't raise that other one right. Do you know how full of baloney that is? Now, I know that's not very intellectual, but that is just a full of baloney idea for people to say that.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Foundation for the Bible.